Good afternoon, Family First. Nina speaking.
Hey Nina, it's Rodney here. How you doing?
I'm funny yourself.
I'm very
So I
good. Let me
got
know.
a irritated caregiver on the line, Tiana
Tiana.
Irwin.
Oh, that girl.
Okay, so are you guys familiar with going on the mobile user management on
Yes, I
HHA?
am.
So as I went in her profile, what I'm seeing is her status underneath the caregiver mobile portal
Yes, inactive.
is saying inactive. The reason is because what email we have on file in HHA, once I took her mobile ID number and put it in mobile user management, it's coming up with a different email address.
I mean, but I just had a word with her because I even had her on a call. And this caregiver is very rude.
I
And
get it.
when I had a word with her, I was like double checking like all that we have over here. And the only thing that actually matches with her stuff in the mobile user management part with HHA is the social and the first name, last name. That's the only thing. And I
Okay.
asked her, hey, what's your actual date of birth? And she said 6/19/1988. And I said, okay, but like it means that they have your date of birth wrong.
No, she did this, and the problem is what we have on HHA is what they get from her documents. Okay? The
Exactly, we have the
problem
right
is,
information.
right. So the problem is when you go into HHA, under the mobile user management, if this does not match what we have in HHA, then this is an error on her end.
That's right. I mean, the other agencies actually were able to link her with that wrong information because she said all they did is that they just matched like the old information that I used to have. And I say like,
Now, what
that's
I
wrong.
can do is I can try to change her date of birth, which it may allow her. It just doesn't allow if it was the Social Security number. The problem is I'm going to try to see if I can link her email.
Okay,
Dr.
but
Irwin 644. And I'm going to see if she's able to log in. Once I save it, if it doesn't save, that means, oh, it saved. So she's good. Yeah, she's good. I just changed everything in HHA. So
okay,
let me
let's
see
see.
if I can take her off of inactive to make an make active. She's active now, okay? So when that happens, just go underneath mobile user management and just go edit. And then just put whatever date that she signed up with, as long as it's not the Social Security number, you can edit the date of birth. You can edit the phone number.
Even
You
if it's
can,
wrong.
yeah, even if it's wrong, the only thing
Okay.
HHA mobile user management does not allow you to edit
Social.
is her name, her social, and her email. And her
Okay.
mobile ID, because it's only one account per person.
I got you. I was also checking over here with this case. Is that, I mean, I try to edit the mobile user profile,
Refresh the
but it
screen.
didn't.
Nope, refresh the screen because I just did everything.
Okay, I'll try to refresh it. Okay, you just got it active. Yeah, because on the first place, I also tried to tap on the edit button that's over there, but it didn't let me. It says like contact HHA support.
Got you. So the problem is if you don't edit that information in HHA before you edit it on the mobile user management, it's not going to connect. So you gotta have one screen with HHA with her profile, and then on the other screen you gotta have the mobile management search.
Okay, I get it now. I get it
Okay.
now. All right, so I'll let her know that she can log in with the
Yep.
patient. I'm linking her back in with the other patient that she had.
Yep. So she's all good.
All right, and when we have a caregiver that is, I mean, she just told me in her tone and stuff that she's no longer working for one of her two clients that she has with us. The two patients are with me. And I
So,
remember that I had a word with you saying like, I mean, I guess it's just in the case that when just stops working for all of her patients. We inactivate her.
Gotcha.
Like,
so you know what you have to do? When you have a caregiver that's being assigned to another case, you need to click on her name to see who she was scheduled with. The problem is you can't schedule her if she's scheduled with another client. So if she's no longer and is discontinued, she's doing services for that other client, then that other client master week needs to be straight temp.
Like temp, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I did the master week. I got
yep.
you.
Okay.
I got you. No problem. I'll send her a text because she was extremely rude with me at that moment. I just let her know that.
Well, just let her know, you know, you looked into it, and upper management saw that what she, when she created her HHA exchange app, when she logged in, the information that she signed up didn't match what we had in our system.
Yeah, I told her that.
Okay.
I told her that. She was like, it's as easy as this. I just sorted it out. Like,
yeah.
Well, yeah, I'll let her know. Thank
okay.
you, Nina.
You're welcome. You take care.
All right. Bye-bye.